I've remodeled homes now for probably 18 years, and during that time, remodeling homes for families, you notice these little children bouncing off of walls, and what they get for breakfast, and a snack after breakfast, and then lunch again, normally has sugar in it. Now, is there any correlation here with ADD?
Absolutely. Back at the turn of the century, 1895 to 1900, Americans were eating a half a pound of sugar per person per year. Today it's 150 pounds of sugar per person per year, and somebody out there is eating 300 pounds because I don't eat any. And I can tell you that there's a direct correlation between the increase in ADD, ADHD, depression, manic depression, bipolar disease, and the increased consumption of sugar. And if you look at it, there's 5 million American children, school-aged children, who are on Ritalin and Prozac and Imipramine and other antidepressants in school. 5 million drugged American kids in preschool and elementary school, simply because these kids are sensitive to sugar, like many people are sensitive to alcohol. There's good alcoholics who just kind of go to sleep when they have a couple of drinks. There's the people who get boisterous and sing loud Irish songs when they take a couple of drinks. And there's some people who get violent and very angry and become dangerous to themselves and other people. Child abuse, spouse abuse, they abuse their neighbors. Road rage is another way of looking at this. Life-threatening situations. People actually will gain criminal behavior sometimes because alcohol acts like a drug in them. Same way with sugar. Some people, when they take in sugar, they have low blood sugar and they just get drowsy and fall asleep. Some people, when they take in sugar, they get hyperactive and boisterous and actually ADD, ADHD. And then there's some people, when they take in sugar, again, will have road rage. They're very, very aggressive and reactive and can be dangerous to themselves and their families and other people in the community. And to me, it's criminal for Coca-Cola machines and candy machines in school and then wonder why kids beat up on each other or shoot each other. Well, in addition to getting all the sugar out of their life from sugar frosted flakes and Pepsis and Reese's peanut butter cups and candy and Pop-Tarts and syrup on their Eggos and things like ice cream and so forth, they have to supplement with all 90 essential nutrients. Even little kids, from the moment they're born, to develop properly, this includes their emotions, and repair and maintain themselves, and especially lithium, chromium, and vanadium. And there's an enormous amount of research in human beings which show that lithium deficiency results in hyperactivity, ADD, ADHD, depression, manic depression, and criminal behavior. And so they have to do both. Again, a teaspoon for 20 pounds of body weight for kids under the weight of 100 pounds, and no sugar whatsoever in any source, and you can avoid all this. It's amazing. Just within days, they will be perfectly normal little kids.